Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
As Christians, we all know that our salvation in Christ is presented throughout the pages of the New Testament. The Gospels show us the Savior in His humanity, and the epistles open up the content of God's eternal plan and purpose. So why then do we even need the Old Testament? Is it just for the stories and lessons that we can learn by studying the inspirational lives of great men? The answer must be an emphatic no. For it is in the Old Testament that we can see many details concerning Christ and our own experience of Christ that cannot be seen in the New Testament. These details, like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle when properly assembled, present us the most complete picture of the riches of a genuine life in Christ. Don't miss today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. Bob Danker has joined us once again. Brother Bob, welcome back to our program. And life study is very appropriate, isn't it?
Yes, Chris, and it's very good to be back with you.
Witness Lee spoke often, Bob, in his ministry through the years, that the basic items of the real Christian life are all presented in the New Testament, but we have to be able to interpret the Old Testament to get the details of the Christian life. What does he mean by this?
Well, Chris, when God gave us the Bible, He gave us 2 testaments, and this was something that He did in His wisdom. He realized that if He just used plain words to describe our Christian experience and to reveal Christ to us for our experience, He realized that some of these things are very difficult for us to understand. So God, in His wisdom, gave us 2 testaments. The first testament, the Old Testament, contains pictures for us to understand the details of many things that are revealed in the New Testament. For example, we all know the saying, a picture is better than 1,000 words. If I try to describe to you, for instance, what a certain person looks like, I can use many, many words to describe his face to you, but still you will not be able to understand what his appearance is. But if I show you a picture, then you can see what words cannot describe. So this is how God gave us the Bible. First, He gave us the pictures. Then He gave us the plain words that interpret the pictures. But we need wisdom from Him to interpret all these pictures in the Old Testament.
Well, Bob, we've been looking at the offerings that were prescribed for the priests to be involved with in their service in the tabernacle in Exodus, and that's the context for where we're at today. And really, we can condense the things that we've seen in recent programs into 6 primary items that represent 4 basic offerings. The bull or bullock was for the sin offering, then 2 lambs for the burnt offering, and then fine flour mingled with oil as the meal offering, and finally, wine that was poured out as a drink offering for God. Bob, as we have seen, and as you just pointed out, we want to get into the pictures that these items paint for us, not just according to, a study of the Bible, but really according to our experience of Christ. That's the setting for today's program. Let's join Witness Lee.
The bull is a sin offering. And actually, in this whole universe, who is our sin offering? None but Christ. Then the 2 lambs are, the Bible says, the burnt offerings. And then in the whole universe, who is qualified to be the burnt offering? No other one, no other thing but Christ. Then you have the flour making a cake mingled with oil. And then wine to pour out to God with the burnt offering. And what is this? And the Bible says this is a drink offering. And what is the fine flour mingled with oil? And that is a meal offering. Meal is good for eating. And drink, we all know, it's good for drinking. No doubt the flower signifies Christ as the producing life, becoming the supplying life, to be my daily food. And oil. And oil. It is easy for you to understand, and this is the Spirit. This is the Spirit. And then the wine. This is something that satisfies God, is poured out unto God for him to drink of. All these six things are just pictures of Christ in different aspects. Pictures of the different aspect of the all-inclusive Christ. Practice these six items every day. A bull for sin offering. Amen. Two lambs for the burnt offering. An amount of flour with oil for the meal offering. An amount of wine for the drink offering. Practice it daily. Amen. Brothers, you could see such a picture with a very, very meaningful significance. Just like a jigsaw with many pieces. When you put them all together, you could see a picture.
Bob, it's one thing to be able to look at these pictures in the Old Testament and see what they refer to in the New Testament economy or dispensation, but just to gain that knowledge is still not the goal of the economy. What does it mean for us, Bob, as we just heard, to practice these six items every day?
Well, Chris, we have to realize that everything that is revealed in the Old Testament as a picture is not just for our understanding, but even more for our experience. For instance, here in this portion of Exodus 29, we see that the Old Testament priests, they offered four offerings to God during the course of their being sanctified to serve as priests. They offered these four offerings every day for a period of 7 days. Now, 7 days in the Bible is a full course of time that signifies our entire Christian life. So this shows us that we need, as New Testament believers who follow the pattern of the Old Testament priests, this means that we need to offer Christ every day as these four offerings. This is a picture of what our daily life should be. In this picture, we have the bull, we have two lambs, we have fine flour, we have oil, and we have wine. All these things, as Witness Lee pointed out, are pictures of what Christ is to us for our experience and enjoyment with God. God wants us to experience Christ and to enjoy Christ every day as all these items, and then he wants us to offer Christ to him as the sin offering, as the burnt offering, as the meal offering, and as the drink offering, so that we can enjoy Christ together with God. This should be our daily Christian practice for 7 days. That means for the full course of our entire Christian life. But unfortunately, most of us have never seen the significance of these pictures and how they relate to our daily Christian experience.
Well, Bob, as you pointed out, I think in our introduction today, we need these pictures because these things are not always easy to grasp, and the pictures are so helpful. Now we're getting very much impressed today. They need to become our experience, and even experiencing these somewhat mysterious things is not always that easy. Sometimes we need to learn by finding out what the experience really is not before we can find out what the experience really is. I think we're going to have a bit of that in this coming portion. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
What the Christian life should be, the New Testament tells us, but without detail. And the details are pictured in the Old Testament. And here we have a picture, showing us in the full course of time, every day, a bull offered for sin, and two lambs offered for trespasses. an amount of flour with an amount of oil mixed together for a meal offering, an amount of wine to be offered to God as drink offering. In your way of Christian life, where is the sin offering? Where are the lamps? Where is the fine flour? Where is the oil? Where is the wine? The pictures in the Bible, it's not in your experience. It's in the Bible. It's not in your daily life. And you are living a Christian life, I don't know, from what source, a kind of a natural adoption of so many things. Ethics, culture, religion, natural concept, and so forth. And your way of living a Christian life is altogether not constituted by the elements shown in the pictures of the Bible. We are just like the Bible student studying the Old Testament. We don't live it. We don't make it one with our daily life. And such a picture with a bull for offering, sin offering, two lambs for burnt offering, flour, oil, wine for meal, drink offerings. There is such a picture. For what is this? Is that for the composition of the Bible? It should be. What? It should be a picture of our daily life. We don't have this in our daily living. The ministry we have gives us a picture. Yet, we don't have this picture in our daily life. In our daily life, what we have is from the tradition. Such a picture should radically substitute our way of the Christian life in our daily life. Now, we are talking about how to meet, how to serve the Lord, how to be His priest. Are we studying these things or are we applying these things? I hope that you would apply all these things. Let all these things be a kind of revolution to your Christian life.
Well, Bob, I think it's something we can agree to, that there's a strong tendency in all of us, once we're stirred up to follow the Lord, and once we are really motivated to try and live the Christian life, to just adopt a new form of ethics or morality, really exchange our culture for a kind of religious culture in the place of the worldly and sinful things that maybe dominated our life before we were saved. But what we're talking about in this ministry, particularly in our program today, is something altogether different than that, isn't it?
Yes, Chris. We should live our Christian life not just by keeping some ethical or moral principles. We need to live our Christian life according to the pictures that are given to us in the Old Testament. And now we are in Exodus 29, and we're looking at the pictures here. These pictures, not our human concept or certain religious and moral and ethical principles, these pictures should be what governs our Christian experience. But if we look at our Christian life, as Witness Lee pointed out in this section, we might have to admit that all of the elements that we see in Exodus 29 that make up this picture, they are not in our Christian experience. We don't know how to experience Christ as the sin offering, as the burnt offering, as the meal offering, and so forth. We were never enlightened by the Lord to see that we need to practice these things in our daily Christian life. But we need to realize that God did not put these pictures in the Old Testament just to give us an interesting story or some examples. No, He put them there so that we can apply them to our own daily Christian life. Witness Lee pointed this out. He said he used the word revolution. And this is not too much to say that we need a revolution. But what kind of revolution? A revolution that is fully enlightened by the pictures in the Old Testament, especially in this portion here in Exodus 29. We need to come back to the Bible, especially to the pictures in the Old Testament, to find out what our Christian experience really should be according to God's plan.
Of course, in this fellowship, Bob, we're not saying that the life of a Christian should be one absent morality and ethics and proper living. It's, I think, we're touching it more as the intrinsic element or the source itself of this kind of behavior that characterizes the real Christian life, right?
That's right. Actually, our Christian life should be Christ, just Christ, the experience of Christ, the enjoyment of Christ, and the living out of Christ. So if we try to practice certain religious and moral principles, we might rely upon ourselves, our own natural strengths, our own natural capabilities, and this is not what God wants. So if we see these pictures in the Old Testament that we're talking about today, then we could be rescued from having the wrong concept and missing what God wants us to experience.
Well, Bob, for the past several days, we've been seeing item after item unveiled as to its real meaning in terms of our New Testament walk, our New Testament experience of Christ. We're not seeing any new items today. I think in each of these portions of fellowship from Witness Lee and in our time together, the emphasis is altogether on gaining an application of the principles, these pictures, into our living and our reality, what we experience of Christ day by day. Let's join Witness Lee once again.
You love the Lord. And He's living.
Amen.
He's not only living. He is present to you and to me. He's living and He's present. He's right here, right within us. Are you not living? He's present to you and you are present to Him. It's very good. And you are right now living in His presence. Doesn't this situation cause you some realization that you are sinful, that you are sin? I'm still in myself. I'm still in my old nature. I'm still in the flesh. So, Lord, I'm still sinful. Thank you, Lord. You died for me on the cross as my sin offering. Lord, right now, you are living and I'm living. You are present and I am present. Right now, Lord, I lay my hand upon you.
Amen.
Taking you, Lord, and applying you
Amen.
To me as my present sin offering. You see, this is not the kind of traditional common prayer in legality. No, no. This is just a kind of present, intimate, sweet talk. Could you see this? You just talk to the Lord. Lord, thank you. You were made sin for me. And when you died on the cross, you condemned the sin. Lord, thank you that you have condemned my old flesh. Lord, I am sin. Thank you, Lord. You were made sin for me. And you died on the cross, condemning this sin. How I thank you. And your precious blood is the blood that was shed by you as such a sin offering. I surely treasure this blood. This is not a kind of a prayer according to traditional way. This is a kind of a loving, intimate talk under the Enlightenment. Just this kind of a talk will make you to love Him to the uttermost. You will sense that you have never been loving Him as right now. And this will cause you to give Him the best appreciation and to give Him the top estimation. This will cause you to live a life in the entire day, all the way enjoying Him. Enjoying Him as fine flower, supplying life to you. All the day, you will enjoy Him as one who is always supplying life to you. And not only so, it will be so spontaneous, you will walk in spirit, you will do things in spirit, and you will speak things in spirit. You'll be all the time in spirit.
Well, Bob, as we've pointed out, for many days now, we have been having the veils removed regarding these offerings in the Old Testament and the details to view them in their real application. It's been very marvelous. But today's message has focused totally on bringing all of us into the genuine experience of Christ in all of these aspects. He touched something quite intimate, quite wonderful in this application, Bob, in this last section. Let's talk about that. How can we live in the reality of Christ as our sin offering, as our burnt offering, as our meal offering, and even as our drink offering, something so satisfying to God?
Yes, Chris, I really appreciated what Witness Lee said in this section. It was so helpful to us. Actually, what we don't want is to apply these things in a kind of a formal way. So in order to experience Christ as these offerings, what we first need to do is we need to come back to Christ Himself and learn to live in His presence. We need to realize that today the Lord Jesus Christ is the life-giving Spirit, and He is within us. He is in the very depths of our being. He is in our regenerated human spirit. We need to learn to call on His name so that we can contact Him in a living way in our spirit. When we experience the presence of Christ as the Spirit in our spirit, immediately He shines within us and we are enlightened. We receive light to see what our real situation is. So we see in this light how the Lord is holy, righteous, glorious, so wonderful. And in the same light, we see how sinful, impure, and dirty we are. The problem with us, Chris, is that we don't see ourselves in God's light. So we think that there's something within us in our own natural makeup that can live the Christian life in the way that God wants. But we need to come into the light of the Lord and see what we are. In the Lord's light, we can realize that we are nothing but sin. Our very constitution is just a constitution of sin. If we realize this, we will spontaneously offer Christ as the sin offering. It will lead us to pray, "Lord, what I am is just sin. I realize this. I'm just a constitution of sin. But Lord, You were made sin for me, and You condemned sin in my flesh. Lord, thank You for being my sin offering." Once we enjoy Christ as our sin offering, this opens the way for us to enjoy Him as the other offerings. See, because we need to enjoy Christ first as the sin offering. This is the base for us to enjoy Him as the burnt offering, which means that He is the one who is absolutely for God and not us, and also as the meal offering. That means we enjoy Him as our daily life supply, the bread of life, and also as the drink offering. It means we're filled with Him as the new wine, and we pour out ourselves for God's pleasure and satisfaction. You know, all these experiences depend on our offering Christ as the sin offering.
Bob, I want to come back. We have just a minute left here. You mentioned prayer in the context of the sin offering particularly. It was touching, I thought, the way he opened this up. Prayer can take a lot of different forms. Sometimes it means getting on our knees and being completely humbled before God. Sometimes in a group setting, it can be something very powerful and dynamic. But this intimate talk, as we're just spending the hours of our day with the Lord, even as we get aware of our situation, as you've mentioned, the Lord enlightens our condition and we see what we really are in God's eyes, just to have an intimate chat with the Lord over these items brings in such an appreciation of Christ as our real sin offering that it makes experiencing the reality of these other things far more within our reach, doesn't it?
Yes, it makes everything so living, so real, so free from tradition and formality. We experience and enjoy Christ as a living person who lives within us and who really wants to be everything to us for our enjoyment and experience in our Christian life.
Well, this message today in our fellowship, Bob, has stirred my appetite to experience Christ in these aspects more. I hope that it's had that same impact on all of our listeners. Appreciate your being involved. Thank you.
Yes, Chris, I'm very happy that we could be together and to look into this wonderful matter today.
Well, I'd like to thank again Bob Danker for being with us today. I'm Chris Wilde, and thank you very much for listening.